Now to Uganda, where to be openly gay can mean living in fear for your life. This February, Uganda's president signed the Anti-Homosexuality Act. First-time offenders of the law can face 14 years in prison. People found guilty of what the law calls aggravated homosexuality can be sentenced to prison for life. And beyond the law, violent attacks on LGBT people, or even those thought to be gay, tend to go unpunished. John Abdallah Wambere is directly affected by the law and surrounding anti-gay sentiment. He's an openly gay man and a prominent activist with the gay rights group Spectrum Uganda. Shortly before the law was signed, John traveled to the U.S. for his work. This past week, John announced that he was applying for asylum in the United States. I spoke to John a few days after he announced his decision, and he told me that after years of threats, attacks, and violence against LGBT Ugandans, it is now simply too dangerous to return home.
When I came to the U.S., I didn't have any intention of seeking asylum. I was coming to do my usual work, lobby, advocate, and fundraise for my organization, Spectrum Uganda. And 3 days later, the bill was signed. This made it very difficult for me to think how, if I went back, I would be at risk. And I just imagined what it would mean if I was on ground, being someone who has been so much on the forefront. Through all this, I kept pondering, what could I do? And I noticed that I would still be able to support my people back home while I'm in a much more safe environment.
And how is it you're going to be supporting them from overseas?
We're still doing the conversation with different partners, and whatever is being fundraised is being channeled back home. The need, actually, the major need, is to ensure that people can still be facilitated to access medical services through a safe environment, and also to ensure that we have emergency money in terms of supporting court cases. And all this can be supported through financial support.
You know, following events from the outside, it seems that over the years, the situation for LGBT people in Uganda, it's just been getting worse and worse. Is that the case? And the fact that you've had to now seek asylum, is that a sign that it's the worst that it's been?
Yeah, it is a sign that it has got to us, because it reached an extent where you weren't even guaranteed of your own security, where you wouldn't even trust the next person. The fact that you cannot be able to know what your neighbor is thinking, this has put a lot of people in danger, where police has swung into action, storming people's houses and picking them out of the houses. There is a lot of blackmail and extortion going on with the police. A couple of people have been undressed in public just to ensure or to prove, are you a woman or a man? I mean, situations where people are being degraded and humiliated, being paraded before the media, and all these hate speeches and all the negative report that has come out in the media.
John, what family did you have to leave behind?
I have my relatives, actually, my nephews, whom I've been taking care of. There are 7 children in total, my late brother's kids, and my own biological daughter, who is 16 years, and a few who are my dependents also.
Were you able to discuss your decision with them?
A few of them, but I haven't discussed this with my immediate family, apart from one, and I told him not to actually reveal it. My daughter doesn't know that I'm not going back. My nephews, I mean, they write me emails and they're like, Uncle, when are you coming back? Mm. And I have to tell them that I still have a couple of things I'm doing. It breaks me because I'm still holding this from them, because I can't know how they'll feel. Just yesterday, one of my very own friends, actually my staff at work, broke down and told me that he's so disappointed, and he can't imagine, he's so stressed that I'm not going back. And I asked him what he felt like, and he's like, it's so bad. We were just imagining your presence, how strong you have been there for us. A lot of people are going to miss you. And I mean, messages that make you feel broken. But again, you have to stand firm, because it is something that is a journey right now.
To get asylum, what do you have to prove? What do you have to do to make your case?
The attorneys are holding that. I've just given them my story. And what I know is the truth.
And if it's not approved, if you're not granted asylum in the U.S., what will you do?
I have nowhere to go. Home is not safe, and it's not even a place I would want to think about.
John, thank you so much for speaking with us. Really appreciate you sharing your story.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
John Abdullah Wambere is a gay rights activist from Uganda. He is currently awaiting a decision about whether the U.S. will grant him asylum or if he will have to leave the country.